Palestinians marked the anniversary of Israel's creation back in 1948 yesterday with thousands of protesters marching on Israel's borders that came from Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza. Those are actually sounds from Ramallah. More than a dozen people were killed in clashes with Israeli security forces over the weekend. Joining us now is Wira Davis, a correspondent with our partner, the BBC, in Jerusalem. Wira, can you tell us what happened over the weekend and what's happening today?
Well, of course, on paper, this was, as happens every year, the Palestinians marking what they call the Nakba, the catastrophe in Arabic, and that is the creation of Israel and the subsequent evacuation or fleeing of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians as refugees into exile in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon and other countries. And every year, Palestinians protest this event. But the events over the weekend were far more vociferous, were far more violent than in recent years. A, because the Palestinians feel emboldened by the revolutions that I think they've seen in the Arab world and the fact that people power can do something. But also there's a subplot to this. A lot of analysts are suggesting now that regional politics, particularly in Syria, might have allowed this to happen. This might have been the Syrians in particular, allowing Syrians of Palestinian descent to go to the border with Israel, to cross the border, as almost a warning to the Israelis that this is what might happen if you allow unrest to ferment in this region. So I think a continuation of what we've called the Arab Spring with a Palestinian twist to it.
Well, do you think, Wira Davis, this is also influenced by the recent unity deal in Palestine that some people say has left Israel more isolated than it has been for years?
There's no doubt that in terms of policy and direction and initiatives, the Palestinians are coming up with new initiatives, even if they might seem unpopular in the West. The unity deal between the Fatah and Hamas movement was needed. I mean, if the Palestinians are going to present themselves as a formidable force in global politics to the UN in September, they have to be unified. And all the while, of course, Israel is, according to some people, being outmaneuvered. We're not seeing much policy direction from Israel at the minute. Indeed, Israel, although it knew there were going to be protests on its borders yesterday, the Israeli press today is full of criticism of its own military for allowing these protests to happen and indeed for allowing protesters to jump over the border fence between Syria and the Golan Heights, the occupied Golan Heights. So a lot of criticism, and again, another indication that perhaps Israel is being outmaneuvered in some respects.
Well, last question for you, Wira. Do you think that this is actually the beginning of a new sort of sense of uprising, that these sort of protests are going to continue, or was this a one-off because of the anniversary and now we're done?
We may see more in the summer. The Palestinians say they may yet try and declare independence, their own state, in September. Preceding that in the summer, we may yet see more protests like these, I think.
Wira Davis is a correspondent with our partner, the BBC. He's there in Jerusalem. Quiet today, though, right, Wira?
Yeah, pretty quiet today. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.